You know, we could have chosen to have been anywhere, any place, but we chose to be here today.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
It's something that gave us strength to make that choice. So I love it. It is a beautiful thing to hear the body of Christ break the bread and share it. So many different avenues, and all of them are true. Everybody's truth is valuable. And the wonderful thing is we can sit down at the table of God, and if you don't want to eat it, you don't have to eat it, but it's there. And nobody's offended if you don't. It's good. I love it. In Psalms 19, the scripture says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." So I got into looking at that this week. At the same time, I was listening to Lynn, and this is born out of my experience. So you get to hear my side, so to speak. From the time that I could remember, I never wanted to be on the stage. I mean, I knew I was on a stage of life, but to be out in the forefront or somebody to call me out of a crowd and want me to come stand up and share and all that stuff, I was going, oh my God, I do not want that. So my evolutionary driver has been a thing called fear. And I don't know if I know what all that's about. But it's been created to help me rise above. To get above that thing. Because that's a part of the ego. Anyway, as you know, most of you, last week we were at Lynn's. And I knew I was going to share. I was very prepared. I did everything I was supposed to do except one thing. In the morning, in my quiet place where the Father can talk to me. It's important that we each find that quiet, okay, that flow. What is it you want, Father? What is your heart this morning? Because we can all share some kind of knowledge. We're all smart enough to do that. But that doesn't get us there. It's what Spirit is saying for the now. But anyway, so I knew Lynn was going to ask me to share in what I felt like was an atmosphere of unpreparedness. So I said, "Lynn, can I wait?" And he looked a little funny, and I said, "Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it." So that set the order. I thought, this is going to be fun. So I got up and I did share, but I did not get to share in my heart in the feeling of the freedom of that emotion that I love to feel and that anointing that I love to feel. For myself. Now, I think other people did because so many people swamped me. I knew they felt it. And I was going, oh my God. But as I was ministering, I was saying, you know, Father, would you just kill me right here and now? Because this is I could feel the conflict of the Connie ego or the conflict of the spirits in the place, different schools of thought. Whatever it was, but I was busting up block inside. And I knew people were praying for me that knew what was going on. But I don't want to go there anymore. I don't want to ever do that again. So I'll learn to be quiet before. And still, if to have to go dig a hole, put my head in the sand for a while. Like an ostrich. anyway, the scripture says the heavens are making a declaration. I feel like that's going to be our theme in September. What are your heavens declaring to you? We have something to say about that. What the heavens declare. The word declaration's a really big, big word. It means to score with a mark. I mean, it's like you catch a falling star. Hey, that's my star. Put it in your pocket. And you get to keep it because it's yours. Because you've pulled it out of that heavens. You've marked it. You've held on to it. You've kept it because it's part of your heaven. It means to mark as a tally or make a record of. By implication, to take that high thing and inscribe it on the table of your own heart.
All right.
I love it. I love it. It's like Karen said, the word married her. Oh, we know when that happens. I know when I've had a relationship with my husband. Wonderful thing. When you've come together to make life, it's beautiful. Of course, man's taken that thing and warped it and corrupted it until we almost can't teach on it because man has put it in such a debased place when it's such a beautiful, perfect, clean thing. Anyway, it means to enumerate what is in your heavens. I want to go higher, don't you? I want more. To celebrate, to commune with that. Hey, did you know? The best I can see, we're just learning to commune with the constellations, understanding what they really mean, that they absolutely bespeak what's in our feet. Absolutely. To count, to number, to account, to tell. God, make our tongues the pen of a ready writer to inscribe life on the heart of everybody we see. Father, do it. Open it up for every one of us to do that. Amen. The knowledge is there. Just have to have the timing. Has to be a timing. It means a book. The heavens unrolled as a scroll. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are now looking at the heavens that's already shaken. There it blazed. Remember he said, I'll not only shake the earth, I'll shake the heavens also. Oh, look what fell out of them, me and you. Hallelujah. We were part of that, that he planted here. God, it means take a senses of what you really want. And I don't mean just material things, though. That's part of it. That's part of it. I don't know anybody here that's hurting or poverty stricken. God has been so good to give us, out of his love, beautiful things. However, some of our outlooks, mine in particular, has always been worried about what was going to happen next. Anyway, and how that was going to look. So this morning, so happened, I listened to Lynn's CD that I had never heard before. And it made me go back to when I was a child. He said they had an outhouse. John, you may have to tweak this CD. Yeah, I'm not going to say the word he said, but he said it was a one-holer. Well, I was in outhouses when I was a child, although in the outhouse where I was raised, Granddaddy had put two places, two holes. And my grandmother, being so Irish and very clean, we would go do what we needed to do to get rid of the waste. And after a while, she would go dig a hole down from the garden toward the water and take all of that dung or whatever and remove it. Her outhouse never had worms or dirt or filth in it because she did not allow it. So that's how I was raised. So when people would tell me to go to their outhouse and there was this other things, you know, she even had a perfume balls in hers and toilet paper, not the Sears but robot catalog that Daddy said you always got to on Green Apple Time, you get to the slick pages. So he told me, I thought it was so funny. But she didn't do that. She put toilet paper out there. Anyway, Lynn was talking about looking at all that waste. And I thought, yeah, that's what man does. We look what happened to us and how bad it was. Looking at the waste and the dung. But if you were like my grandmother, you took that manure and made it be used for life. And she kept it clean. And there was no stink, you know. So that's how I was raised. So I got to see the side that showed me you didn't have to look at the waste all the time or smell the smell, the negative thing. So it really touched my heart that I could have been raised in a place, because my grandmother was holy. She knew how to be holy in her time, of course. She didn't see all this, I'm sure. But so she raised me in a place of positive force. Without me even knowing that till this morning when he was telling his experience, you know. Well, I want to add more to that, but it'll come. Anyway, says the heavens are declaring, and the firmament, that word really got me. It says, the firmament shows forth its handiwork. I want to read that in Scripture. The word firmament caught my heart several years ago, and I began to run a study on it in Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay. That sounds like, to me, all of us in our day, we wake up in the morning, and we kind of begin planning our day, all of us, surely. Or at least what we kind of want it to be. And I used to plan mine to the T. I do not do that anymore. Because God laughs when we do that, because he's always going to throw a monkey wrench. Something is, the doorbell's going to ring, or you're going to break a finger, or something's going to happen that it gets changed. So I don't need to be under that pressure of planning it so perfect. But in the beginning, we create our heavens and earth. We do. We get to say what's heavenly, what's earthy. And the earth was without form. It forgot who it was. This is like us coming to the earth. And it was void and dark. My goodness. What if we just looked at that void, dark thing as never having any hope for tomorrow of it being better? Okay. The thing that we see that is without form, and darkness is upon the face of the deep. No understanding. Like back where you guys were, God was just saying, come on. Where we all were. I mean, it's not like y'all was in a new place, every one of us was there. been there and done that. Got everybody on the t-shirts if you want one. Anyway, the beauty of this is, it says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the understanding and said, hey, let there be light. Amen. Let Johnny understand. Let Terry understand. Let Connie understand what this darkness and without form is about. What is the purpose of the waste places? Don't we sing that song, Build Up the Waste Places? Okay, let me stay away from the dung and I will. We can't run from the dung. I mean, folks, that's something that's part of us that has to happen. We get rid of something to take in more. That's the way we're made. Divinity, God, saw the light. He said, let there be light. So let's just let light permeate everything that is about us. And this is going to, this word light is going to go into the next word that I'm going to deal with. And y'all can teach with me. You know that. As part of this worship, you can stop me and you can teach with me. It's okay. Or I say it's okay. If you don't feel okay, then whatever order, keep it. And God saw the light that it was good. And God made a division in the light from the darkness. And God called the light daytime. You are children of the day. However, darkness does come into our lives like it did with them. They did not travel by night, but they had a pillar of fire by night that they could travel by. Now, if you like your pillar of fire, hold on to it. It will burn you. It'll burn away anything that's flesh. And because that's what happens with fire. It's sent for divine purpose. It burns away the wood, hay, and the stubble. Okay, let's get to verse 6 because I'll be teaching something else here. God said, let there be a firmament. Boy, to get my head around that word. I mean, really get our heads around that word. What does he mean? When you hear the word firm, you think of something you can put your foot on, don't you? Well, I did too, and I do. Okay, the word firmament is this. Let there be God said, made the firmament. Wait a minute, let me read this. Firmament in the midst of the waters, let it divide heavenly waters from earthy waters. So what is this firmament? Okay, it's the visible arch of your sky. When John was using the word, was it optimal?
Optimization.
Yeah, it has to do with seeing, right? Okay, each of us has a visible arch of what's high to us, what we can see. Okay, and that is firmament. It's your firmament. Okay, but how do you create that? And you create that. You get to create that firmament that you're looking at. The scriptures, or this says, that the firmament is pounded out with passion. Where does the passion come from? Folks, this three mother thing's got to stop because we're living in Reuben, which is on the side of passion or desires. Where do your desires originate? What made you want that cookie? That sweet thing when you were little? Where do these desires originate? Okay, I'm going to show you with the tabernacle. Over here, It's the south side of the encampment of Reuben. Reuben is an air sign, and we're living in that for 2,000 years because the Father is reaching down inside of humanity and bringing out of them His desire for the rest of time in this very age that we're walking in. So why does God make sex so beautiful? If you didn't want to, you wouldn't do it, oopidstay. He makes it desirable, of course. But for what purpose? That we might give seed to humanity. Not the natural thing. He just uses that as a symbol. But we cannot forget the desirable body that He's given us. It's like the mental body, the willful body, and the body of emotions. There's a body of desires in every one of us. Every one of us. And it's for much more than just what we each personally want. God's grand design is to bring that to a great expression of Himself. His desire was totally toward man. I desire mankind. I want to give them seed. I want them to uncover their own desire, fighting themselves, so to speak. Like Wendy, a desire in her heart. I'll go out in the woods and find me. That's okay. Have you ever been there? You're on a journey, you know, sometimes spirit eludes us. So I just begin to say, you know, God, I want to feel you. I want to feel you. I can feel Him. I can feel you. I want to feel you, God. Of course you want to feel Him. There's nothing wrong with us feeling Him. Now, what I do with it when I feel Him, I can't tell you. I may run Him down the street. Who knows? Whatever it takes. But the beauty of it is we're living in the desirable body for 2,000 years. Okay. He is the firstborn of Israel. Reuben was. He did give that birthright up, but the number one thing when you're born again, it means to see the Son of God. You see Him in yourself, like there came a seeing in you. All of a sudden, because you were really, the depth of you was looking for that. In marriage, what you were looking for, what everybody else was trying to give you wasn't important. You just wanted a husband, and you wanted it to be what God wanted. Yes, absolutely. What would you have, Father, will never let you down? Because He will give you His heart if you stay and are able to feel that. Father, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Could you just give me a little pawpaws or gems, by the way, to make me know I'm right path, though? You know, I kind of like to see something once in a while, if you don't mind, because I want to know that I'm on the right path. Mm-hmm. How do I do that? By feeling. I mean, I have to feel it. Is there anything wrong with the feeling of warmth of Him just walking through and smiling at me or patting me on the hand or a phone call or any expression? I love it. I love it. I love it.
Assurance.
Yes, it is. So this side, how can we deny it? How can we deny the Aleph? It's the air. Reuben is an air sign. We have to have it. Okay, and then on this side of the Aleph is the Pisces, which is the deep calling unto deep in each of us. Did you know you can just be walking down the street or it happens to me in Walmart more than anywhere. I don't know why. Maybe I'm supposed to be there, but I can feel a need in a being, a person, and I can meet their eyes, and my heart just begins praying for that need in them. That is deep, calling unto deep. I don't know their life. I don't know their life, and they don't wear the cloak I wear, but they belong to the Heavenly Father. So it doesn't matter where they've been, what they have done or haven't done. Law goes out the window there because the law of love overrides and supersedes everything. Know it. Just know it. And then over here is Aries, which means a troop cometh because it is the Lamb, the house of the Lamb. It all begins in that house of the Lamb, the sacrifice. Everything's already prepared for us. We just don't know that. We forget that the way is paved with gold because we're pounding it out with our personal passions that He emanates through us as individuals and causes us to express it in our varied ways. I was touched at Lynn's by the openness that He allowed of the many different expressions of the Father. The many different. He just allowed it. It was beautiful. Every time I teach this, I think of the song we sing. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. And it's not the word wrath, it's the word passion. Isn't that in one of our beautiful American songs? Can't sing it right now, but I know it is. So yes, it's with great emotional, desirable passion that you can feel. You know, you're walking along and somebody has Concord grapes, and I'm going, oh man, where do you reckon that little desire came from? You know, it's just part of us to desire. Okay. That was the word firmament, and it's just a beginning. Let me read this to you because I looked it up in the Kabbalah. I was so taken with it. It says, God looked into the letters of the Torah. This is written by a Jew, by the way. And created the universe. If He did or didn't, I don't care. If He used the Torah, that's wonderful with me. Like, He can use whatever to create. The root to say is an acronym for the first three primary creations, light, water, and firmament. So I thought, okay, I'm in the right pew. These represent the three stages in the materialization of the creative seed. Number one, the spiritual origin of seed in the mind. That's light. God said, let there be light. Do you think He just wanted it to be bright outside? Oh my God. But He wanted you and I to embrace that light and know what it really meant. That you grow things with it. That you need it. The second thing is physical manifestation of the seed. Water. And listen to this. The beginning of conception in the womb is firmament. I thought, God, it is so big, I cannot chew it up. It's too wonderful to believe. Light, water, and firmament correspond in turn to three categories defined above. Light, life here viewed as a concentrated light. And Karen said it so perfectly this morning. Who is the guy that says there's nothing more beautiful than an idea whose time has come? Who said that? One of our greats. Was it Einstein? Anyway, for her, when the word was spoken, when she was ready, her time had come to hear, "It is Christ inside of me." Oh, that's such a message that I have such a passion for others and for myself to look at the beautiful seed in every cell of me, in every part of me, to be able to know when to plant that seed for it to hold up its baby, like in Virgo, the virgin. You see a virgin, she is a virgin. The only thing she cares about is God, Jesus Christ, as her husbandman. So she bears a son immediately in that second picture in Virgo. She's holding evidence that she has a relationship. Of course we have a relationship. A beautiful relationship. And we get to make it. We get to say it. We get to claim it. We get to perform it wherever we stand. Light, life, here viewed as concentrated light, as I said about her, as in the phrase, living waters. Oh my God. This morning, as I listened to us, I knew that we were life-giving, effervescent, bubbling waters for mankind. That's who we are. We've got that life, that light to give. And with a passion. I want to do it with a passion, you hear me? Don't love me unpassionately. Keep it to yourself if you can't do it with passion. Okay. And energy, living waters and energy here as pregnant light life. Pregnant light life. I'm wondering where John's going with all this. The firmament which derives from the root to stretch. When he made the firmament, the scripture says it was pounded out with passion. He's stretching the heavens out like a curtain. You know your scripture. Yes, you are the tabernacle. You're the receptive part of the divinity that receives that shaft through which is him, which is spirit. God, I want to bring that down better.
Say one thing.
Yes.
Give me an opening. I saw a picture yesterday depicting the tabernacle and the camp from bird's eye view, and it looks like a pyramid, and the tabernacle proper is the capstone, which is the Christ.
Yes, absolutely.
And when you were talking about it, I thought of those four sides having those natures, the desire, the will, the emotion, and the desire, and whatever you just said now. Oh, the tunnel.
Yes.
In that pyramid, there is a tunnel that goes into the Christ chamber. There's a queen chamber. There's a king chamber.
Yes.
So all those things are speaking of that journey to Christ.
It's the journey of that seed that you're talking about. That seed of God.
When you first started, I was thinking, for me, and I thought about this off and on, but I don't dwell on stuff too much most times. That for me, that heaven and earth and the firmament, whatever, all that spirit, to me, it is us, our body, soul, and spirit. That's us.
Yes.
And that's what he was doing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
He was creating us.
A physical manifestation,
yes,
that he could dwell
but
in. Oh, yes.
Three-party in that physical manifestation.
Absolutely. And that's why I have trouble with the word myth. I'm no myth. Amen. Behold my flesh and blood, bone. I'm no myth. And neither was Jesus Christ a myth. He said, come here, Thomas. Stick your hand in my side. Oh. So we don't need the myth word for me. Okay. Let me finish reading this because this is so good. It means to stretch, which you just keep expanding. And we did that so beautifully together this morning. And it's like somebody said, if there's 30 of us, what will we do? We will just give everybody a voice because the heavens are declaring. Everybody gets a voice. To stretch represents all states of positive tension, energy fields in nature. I thought, oh my God, oh my God. And I, little old me, found this clicking around on the internet.
Can you repeat that last?
Okay, I'll let you have it if you want it. The firmament, which derives from the root to stretch, it means to expand, and it's like beating out gold. You keep expanding and expanding and expanding until it's a thin sheet and everything is overlaid with gold. In the tabernacle, all the teaching has to do with us pounding out the brass, the silver, and or the gold, and you can stretch it into really thin, thin plates because you just keep dealing with it and working with it because there's never going to be an end to it.
Well, the natural universe is ever expanding.
Oh, yes. That's what I hear.
It's also where having an earth beat, it becomes a... That's why always what I got out of the firmament because I studied on it back in this day.
Yes.
Where it meets in the middle.
Matter of fact, I was just reading a couple of days ago where it said, this is the first time I heard that. It's going to reach a point where it stops expanding and will begin contracting.
I've heard that.
Down and then it will begin, then it will go back to its original and then go back and expand again. So this will be an endless cycle.
Of course, it's got to be infinity. That 8 laid on its side. Yes. Did I finish telling you it represents all states of positive tension energy fields in nature?
What was the positive?
Positive energy fields in nature.
What were you defining?
Firmament. The firmament which derives from the root to stretch or expand represents all states of positive tension energy fields in nature. I'll let y'all have this because I can pull it up on the internet again or you can have whatever. Now this is Jewish mysticism. So you can eat it or not eat it. I'm eating it because it is good and it works for me. But it's there for you to look into yourself.
It's quite a bit of backing in science too.
Oh yeah, it has a lot of backing. Okay, the last word I want to deal with because of time. Let me read it again. Psalms 19. My Bible usually opens right to it because I've used it so much there. But, okay. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Okay. I love that word. I had some aha moments with that. Handiwork. It means an action, good or bad, any transaction or activity, workmanship, thing made. the product that you are. Yes, that's what he wanted from the beginning. Something he could have a relationship with, that he could share with and reveal his love to, that person or persons might show forth that same love to all humanity. The handiwork is two words, but it's so beautiful. It goes back, the word work goes back to the open hand, which in Hebrew is the yod. And it looks like a little flag. See if I can find it. Here it is. You see that little thing? Love is a flag flown high over the castle of my heart. That's mooch.
His
okay. The meaning of yod, it's the smallest letter of the Aleph Bet, which is the alphabet in Hebrew. Nevertheless, yod has tremendous primal force and energy. Yod is a dynamo, a powerhouse. Yod shares the same Hebrew root as yod. It means hand and power, handiwork. We are God's powerhouse. It's in the work of our hands. Wonderful how he puts that. The firmament showeth forth his handiwork. Okay, listen, yod is the elemental initiating force of life. The Hebrew root for yod also means to thrust. Oh, I don't know how to teach that, but let me say it this way. After the marriage of Chet, there has to be a union between the divine masculine and the divine feminine, folks. As it is in the natural, so is it in the spirit. Marriage starts. And after the marriage, there has to be a conception and gestation of Tet, which means the coming together of male and female. And the yod thrust it into existence. It's like the baby birthing that is the proof that's in coma that I just talked to you about in Virgo, the Virgin. She's holding up that fruit in her hand to show the world. Where is the Son? He's born in us, the Son of my right hand. Remember what Rachel said, because she was in labor so long. And she had wanted, can you imagine, Rachel, I can. I was never barren, oh my God, but not for having babies. But anyway, I have seen those that are. My daughter Penny back there could not have babies. So I watched her travail in her heart, wanting a child to have of her own to hold. So yes, we can identify with Rachel. You know, she waited all of that time to have Joseph. And she said, God's going to add another. That's why I was so thrilled about the horse running the race. I'll have another. He wore one, two of the crowns. And didn't get to run yesterday. And that's not here nor there. We already got the witness of what God is doing this year in his people. Because it's evident. Anyway,
about that, we had talked about that when he didn't win. I thought, we're the other, because
yes.
I have another. I thought, we're the
other. Absolutely, absolutely. So she's going through all this labor with a son that she predicted would be born. There's going to be another one, and is suffering. And she says, this will be son of my sorrow. How many of you can identify with that? And not just having babies, but something you're doing with the work of your hands. Oh, my God. I know this is going to be an abortion. I know I'm going to make a mess. But at that time, Jacob steps in. He said, oh, no, it will not be son of your sorrow, but the son of my right hand, for the holy arm and the righteous hand gets us the victory. And I probably not quote that right, but I don't care. You know what I'm talking about. So that's where we are with this. And I think that was all I wanted to read, except to make you know we are that tabernacle which speaks, gosh, I have to go over here to do it, of spirit. This is spirit. Okay? There has to be, no, yes, that is spirit. This is the divine feminine part, us. And spirit moving through these places with the holy seed coming into us, so to speak. So the seed is planted within itself. It's like the tree, fruit tree that has the seed inside itself. The thrust is us having, actually having that sun. No, I didn't say that very plain, but the way it is.
Can I say one little thing about that?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry that because of our conversation yesterday, I got curious about the words that they used, the heavens declared, and one place it says are proclaiming. So I looked up declare, and the thing I want to say about it, it was like, just for example, it was like 5608, declare.
Yes.
And about down on like 5615 or something was another word that goes right back. It said from 5608,
yes,
it was a feminine form. So when you said that right there about that being feminine,
it is.
It's that very declaration that is demonstrated in the male and female.
Absolutely. At Lynn's meeting, Annie come up and helped me, and there was such a fusion. A fusing of our beings when she held me. It was like we were one. And she said, oh, Connie, she said, what I can see in this tabernacle thing, and of course, it wasn't that I hadn't seen it, I had. It's how to teach it in an elevated manner to a people that won't take it somewhere else. Was that tabernacle. We are God's, the divine feminine that's receptive. There's a word I don't feel free to use. We're the receiver of the male member. I can't say that. And that seed is placed within every man. The seed of God is in every man. It's just allowing it to be birthed and born from inside, like John said at the beginning. God starts on the inside of us when we're a little bitty, a girl running around in the fields reaching for this and feeling whatever I felt. I thought, my God, we're so watched over. We're so cared for in all of our various cloaks that we wear. And we are so kept. And so divinely given so many gifts to know this. I don't know how to crawl anymore, but I would if I could. It's humbling. For, you know what I mean? Who are we? We must be high on God's agenda somewhere.
We're His handiwork.
Yes.
Eternal.
Yes. Yod is a cosmic letter. Man, I love that. It's the only letter of the alphabet that is suspended in midair, that flag. Not grounded in the soil of the world. The Talmud teaches that God uses the letter He to create the world, while the letter Yod was used to create the worlds to come. That seed that we have within us, we take it and let it be formed into the Son of the living God, to what He is, to proclaim His majesty to all mankind.
Sounds like that phrase on that paper you handed out where it said God took the letters of the Torah and created?
Uh-huh.
It sounds like God created the letters. God emanated the letters that created the world. It sounds exactly backwards on that.
Yes.
Page.
Absolutely. It does. One little thing I wanted to read because I want to prove my point. Every time I teach Ezekiel to a new people, I don't know what I'm not saying. Oh, but pray with me. Whatever we can say to convince them that that is no flying saucer out there, that is us. How could you think that was something coming to get you? It's another form of rapture to me. I don't need an alien. What would we want with it? We've got our own life. Our own. Let me find it. Ezekiel 1 and I won't read it all because you know it very well. I read it so much. In the 7th verse it says their feet were straight feet. Of course their feet were straight. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and only the humble can find it. Few means humble there. Only when you bow the knee and get away from the ego can you find who he really is. And the sole of their feet were like the sole of a calf's foot, the broken wheel. Of course he breaks our wheel. He makes us, or he allows us to come to the place where our will is broken, thank God. And they sparkle like the color of burnished brass because they had been through the judgment of their own tabernacle. Absolutely. And they had the hands of a man under their wings. Of course they had the hands of a man under their wings because it is man. Absolutely. My goodness. How do we get this across? How do we get this across? May the Spirit so awaken people to understand who their form is, how important we each are to each other, to each other's lives. The intermingling of the body. Ah, what a support system. I mean, this little body here is such a support system that I'm blown away. But imagine the world.
Yes.
It's just, they had the hands of a man under their wings and on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. Oh, my goodness. May the Father reveal it to as many as can drink it, eat it, smoke it, and joke it. Whatever they can do with it. Because we need it so, so desperately to enjoy life. If you don't enjoy life, call Suzanne sometime. She's always on a mountaintop. Sometimes I'm going to say, which path are you taking today? Oh, goodness. But, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. So the heavens are making a declaration that will never stop. It's forever. It's for every age. And I'm going to say this because I think I know this. At least in this group, we are traveling in the 12th age. Because we're embracing the emotion of it. We're not done. Ah, but we're close. That tells me that everybody that is a tabernacle has the whole thing surrounding them. Just as Johnny said a couple of weeks ago, we are a universe within ourselves. Within ourselves. I'm done.
And this talk of this inner handiwork or tabernacle that we are, that website is www.inner.org. Anyone that wants to go to it. Inner.org.